Hello and welcome to Solved or Unsolved. This is a place where we talk about true crimes. I'm your host, Brent, and you can find out more about me and the podcast by going to solvedorunsolved.com. You can also listen to all the podcast episodes there at the site. In this episode, episode 8, we're going to talk about serial rapist and possible serial murderer, David Parker Ray. In 1999 in New Mexico, a woman shows up to a mobile home out from nowhere, nothing around. She shows up at the door, bloody all over, completely naked. All she has on is a metal collar, like a dog collar with padlock on it. And luckily, the people there brought her in and called the police. So the police show up. And the woman is Cynthia Vigil, V-I-G-I-L. She starts to tell the story of what had happened to her. She had been abducted and held captive as a sex slave for 3 days. She states in Albuquerque, she was a prostitute, that she was offered $20 to perform oral sex on a gentleman. So they go to his RV that he has parked out back. And when she gets in, she is grabbed. And a female there is also helping this gentleman. I'm not going to use the word gentleman. Helping this guy to, they restrain her. They put a metal collar around her like a dog. And then they drive off. She said it appeared to be like an hour and a half away. She stated once they get to this place, she's taken to some type of a trailer and taken inside and said that she was chained to a bedpost. Said she was raped, tortured with whips and medical instruments, electrical shock, just all kinds of things. Cynthia had the bruises and burns and puncture wounds that covered her body to back up her story. You know, a lot of times law enforcement are very bad about someone as a drug addict or a prostitute to not really believe their stories. This is a huge, huge mistake. If someone makes accusations, I don't care who you are. If there is any evidence whatsoever to back up the claims, it should be treated as an actual crime. And actually, thank goodness on this case, it was treated the way it should have been. After she's chained up to this bed like a dog, there's a audio cassette that's playing all the time, nonstop. And this voice, what she's assuming is David Ray, explains to her now that she is a sex slave. She is only to address him as master. And the woman with him, she's only to address her as mistress. She's never to speak unless she's spoken to first. She is naked this whole time, chained up, fed, cared for like a dog, like literally like a dog, tortured, raped, actually. And she would sit every now and then other people, friends of David Ray would come in and rape her also. She was warned that there have been many slaves. This tape is playing 24/7 over and over. Warned that there have been many slaves and that many of them were held captive. And those who did not cooperate were killed. And Cynthia states this goes on for 3 days, day and night. She's in this trailer. She can't tell if it's daylight, if it's dark. The tape is constantly playing. David Ray is coming in, torturing, raping. Friends are doing the same. She's hung up while she's being raped. That just unspeakable things are done to this lady over and over and over. As best she can tell, on the third day, the keys to her cuffs on her arms were left, and by mistake, I'm assuming so, she found them, got uncuffed. Evidently, there was a phone in this room somewhere, and she called 911. Well, she was interrupted by David Ray's girlfriend, Cindy Heady. Now, Heady's involved in all this stuff. She's right in there. She helped to abduct her. She's helping with the rape, the torture. She's involved in this almost as much as Ray is. So she's interrupted. She comes in. There's a fight. Well, Cynthia manages to pick up an ice pick and stab Hindi in the neck. So Hindi goes down, and that's where Cynthia runs out. She's running, and that's where she found the trailer where she was able to, these people call the police. So the police are going to the residence where the trailer is, where David Ray lives. Well, the police are already there because there was a 911 hangup. Even today, 911 hangups, we as law enforcement officers do go to the residence and find out if everything's okay. So the police are already there. So they're going to get a search warrant to see what is on this property and see if they can find the evidence to back up this story. So the police have their search warrant and they're going in this trailer. This is what David himself called the toy box, this trailer. It's what he called it. It was estimated that he had spent over $100,000 soundproofing this trailer and with all of the horrible devices that he had purchased inside. There was a gynecologist type table in the middle of the trailer, and there was a mirror mounted to the ceiling so that the victims could see what was being done to them, which is just a horrible thought. Covering the floor, they said everywhere were whips, chains, pulleys, straps, clamps, surgical blades, saws. There was some kind of a wooden contraption also in this trailer that they could figure out was used to bend over the victims and immobilize them so that Ray and his friends would come in and rape these victims. Also, covering the walls were detailed diagrams showing techniques and methods to inflict pain. And during the search warrant, they find the audio tape that was playing that Cynthia had said, what it was saying, you know, you're a sex slave, you have to do what we're told. All of that, what was found. There was also a videotape found in the trailer of a woman being tortured by Hindi and Ray. So all this is making sense. The story is adding up. Now, Ray and Hindi stick to their story. They're being questioned by police. They said that Cynthia was a friend of theirs and was a heroin addict, and they were just doing all this to help detox her from the heroin addiction. So this was released to the press. And it gets out, of course. There was another lady, Angelica Montano, that claimed that she was kidnapped, raped, and tortured by Ray and Hindi for 3 days, drugged, and then left out on a highway out in the desert. And she was found by the police, but for some unknown reason, her complaint against the couple was never followed up on. Now, here we go again. I don't know. Maybe she was a prostitute and a drug addict also. I tell law enforcement, I don't care. Don't look into the character. Don't look into the background. If someone has a complaint, take that complaint seriously and follow up 100%. They also found, remember the videotape I said they found in there? They identified a woman by the tattoo on her ankle, Kelly Garrett. She was found in Colorado. She had just been married, and a few days after that, she was held captive by Ray, and this time his daughter, Jesse Ray. Jesse was friends with Garrett. She had taken her to a bar and put some drugs in her beer that she was drinking. And when they were leaving the bar, she had called her dad, David Ray. David Ray hit her on the head from behind. They took her in a car, took her to the trailer. There she was raped for 3 days, drugged, and she was left on the side of the road near her in-law's home. Now, the in-laws find her. They assumed that she had been on a drug binge and that she was too confused to recall exactly what happened. So it was all just dismissed. David Ray also used some type of date drug on these women. So if he didn't kill them, if he released them somewhere, they wouldn't really remember everything exactly what happened to them. They wouldn't be able to take to the place, things such as that. So the police are questioning Ray's girlfriend, Cindy Hendy. Well, she turned on Ray pretty quick and wanted a plea deal. She told investigators about 14 murders that he had committed and actually said where some of the bodies had been dumped. Now, to my knowledge, none of those bodies were ever found. She also told about how things were done, the things in the trailer. Everything added up. She also gave the name of an accomplice, which was Ray's daughter, Jessie Ray, and a guy named Dennis Yancey. And according to Hendy, Jesse and Dennis had participated in the murder of Dennis's ex-girlfriend, 23-year-old Mary Parker. They had abducted, drugged her, tortured her for days. Jesse had done this, and then Yancey was ordered by Ray to strangle her to death. So you got Hendy, Ray's girlfriend, that said she witnessed Yancey kill his ex-girlfriend and Jesse, the daughter's involved. So you've got four people here that there's no telling how many times they had done this type of thing. They picked prostitutes, drug addicts, people such as that, that maybe may not be missed for weeks at a time, or may not have been missed at all, may not have family. Like I said, law enforcement sometimes are the, oh, well, they're a prostitute, they're a drug addict. There's no credibility to this. There is no telling how many victims there are of these four people. And I've seen this over and over. You have two or more people involved in a crime, they always end up telling on each other. They just do to try to get a deal to not do as much time as they should. Well, Cindy Hendy, Ray's girlfriend, was sentenced to 36 years. And she also agreed to testify against Ray during his trial. Dennis Yancey received two 15-year sentences for second-degree murder and was a conspiracy to commit first-degree murder. He was released after serving 11 years, but returned to custody. He's supposed to be in prison till 2021 after he violated his parole after he got out. Jessie Ray was David's daughter. She was found guilty of kidnapping women for sexual torture and was sentenced to only 9 years in prison. Six of those, she was out of prison and was on parole, which is just ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. It was decided that David Parker Ray, he would be tried separately for each victim, for Cynthia Vigil, Angelica Montano, and Kelly Garrett. He agreed to a plea agreement, and he was sentenced to serve 224 years. On May the 28th, 2002, Ray died of a heart attack while he was incarcerated. If you enjoyed the podcast, please tell your family and friends. They can listen to it at solvedorunsolved.com. If you're listening on iTunes, Spotify, whatever platform you're listening on, please give me a positive review. It really helps me out. Send me an email. Go to solvedorunsolved.com. Send me an email. Let me know what you think. Give me some suggestions on future topics. And let me know what you, the listener, wants to hear. Again, thank you so much for listening.